Good Saturday, Sean. It isn't the first time that we've been talking about damage to family plots in the city cemetery, or indeed in other cemeteries throughout the city and district. Thankfully, it doesn't happen too often. Yes, you're quite correct. The graves that were vandalised, it's deplorable. It's a deplorable desecration of what are effectively some of the oldest plots in the city cemetery. In fact, there's one grave that has been vandalised potentially beyond repair, which is nearly 170 years old, and that's nearly as old as the cemetery has been opened. In total, there were over 20 headstones smashed. 10 of those, I believe, are beyond repair, so that's almost 50% of them. It took some considerable force and effort, actually, to cause the damage. They're very large headstones, and in a couple of cases we're talking about a Celtic cross, a 6-foot Celtic cross, an obelisk, which would be roughly about the same height. These are heavy, heavy pieces of masonry, and it takes a hell of a strong person to push them over and smash them up.
Yeah, they look like they've been pushed over, literally, but in the force of pushing them over, they've broken them.
Well, they have broken them, but someone actually also discussed, someone from the City Council described it as almost looking like someone had deliberately taken a sledgehammer to some of the headstones. I don't know whether that is the case, but certainly it took that kind of force to smash them up. And people here are rightly outraged by this attack. It's caused a significant degree of anxiety and upset for many people in the city who have relatives interred in the city cemetery. The cemetery, by the way, and I want your listeners, it's not an old cemetery. There are still it's still in use to this present day. And so, funerals take place there practically every day of the year. So the anxiety around that is that if these mindless thugs can attack gravestones in the cemetery, then clearly there's a concern that it could be a free-for-all, and all and any headstone could be placed at risk.
Yeah, there's one of the graves I'm looking at, Councillor John Boyle. This is, by the way, from the SDLP. One of the graves, they appear to have just sort of pulled part of it away, and it's a very big monument. What am I looking at here? It looks, could be 100-odd years old, this one.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, the section of the cemetery that we're talking about here houses some of the oldest graves and family plots and headstones in the city cemetery. So it wouldn't be an underestimation to say that it could be 100, 150 years old. I'm not sure which particular photograph you're looking at, but as I'm sure you can see, they're pretty sizable, these headstones, and it takes a significant amount of force to push them over, never mind smash them up. It's a very, very sad thing to see, and a place which really should be a place for reflection and a sanctuary for many, many people. And I think it's something that we as a community and as a society have always done our best to respect, and regrettably there are some in our community and hopefully not too many who are incapable of giving respect to the dead or indeed the living, because this does impact on families who are direct descendants of the people who are interred there.
Yeah, I'm just wondering about the security of the city cemetery. I mean, by their very nature, they're accessible. Yeah. I mean, what can you really do about this?
Well, the city cemetery in Derry is relatively secure. It has a very high wall surrounding it in its entirety. It's a very, very large cemetery. It's the cemetery that's been serving this city for well over 170 years, and it's taken that length of time to nearly fill it. So you can imagine about the very sheer size of it. So it's a very, very difficult area to police because of the sheer size and geography of it. So it's extremely difficult to police or patrol. As I said, there's a high wall. I mean, I think we want to stop short of putting electric fences on top of the walls. That really isn't a direction of travel, I think, that we want to be going. It's about, again, educating the types of people who carry out these sorts of attacks, if indeed they can be educated. But it's also up to others in society to point out the sanctity of cemeteries and churches and places like that clearly are very special in people's hearts and minds.
I mean, you'd hardly put up... Or would you CCTV around graveyards?
Currently, actually, I mean, it's ironic in a sense that the council were carrying out a review of security in the city cemetery and in other city and district council facilities, and that will be under consideration. But I think, to my mind, it may well turn out to be prohibitively expensive. And the other thing as well is I don't think people would be comfortable with CCTV cameras watching them in a cemetery. No. You know yourself, Sean, I mean, I'm sure you've been to many a funeral, and they can be very upsetting occasions for people, and I'm not entirely sure about the desirability of overseeing people in a cemetery with 24-hour CCTV. So I think if we're reviewing this, it's probably going to be talking about personnel who may well visit the cemetery through the night, and that obviously will present its own challenges, given that cemeteries are not well lit up at night either.
Some cemeteries are used as a drinking den for individuals, you know, a place where they can drink and do whatever else they might want to do in relative safety, if you like, from other eyes. Do you feel that's happening in this instance, on these occasions?
It's certainly one line of inquiry. I do agree with you. Regrettably, some people do see cemeteries as an easy place to go and hide and to carry out activities like drinking and even some cases drug taking. It's not exclusive to Derry City Cemetery. I'm sure it happens across counties Derry and Donegal and wider and further afield. I think one of the things that we are reflecting upon, and there's not anything anyone can do about this, but and I personally, as an elected representative, always experience a little bit of an upsurge in antisocial behaviour when the weather gets better. And we're having, as you know, your listeners will know, an excellent spell of weather. So that brings people out into cemeteries, into public parks, where they might otherwise not be. So the glorious weather, of course, has probably contributed a little bit towards this, because okay, people are inclined to go outdoors and do a bit more of the drinking that they might well have done when they're indoors, you know. So it's very, very regrettable. It's very, very upsetting for people. And really, I can only ever appeal to those responsible to catch themselves on, have a good hard look at themselves in the mirror, because really this is just deplorable. It's despicable. And it's a clear desecration and shows a complete lack of respect for the living and the dead.